Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for Chamber upcoming events, all you got to do is go to durangobusiness.org. And if you want to travel, because traveling is starting to pick back up, I'm on the we're on a Zoom meeting actually doing this interview. But Tony Vaccari with the airport, how are you? How are you hanging in there?
I'm doing well, Jack. Thank you for having me. It's been an interesting last few months, but we are indeed hanging in there, and things are starting to recover on our end.
Yeah. So I guess the first question I would ask is, how is the airport? Well, a couple of questions. How is airport traffic right now compared to in the past? And I guess also people want to know, what are you doing to, you know, sanitize? I'm doing the quotation mark here, but and make sure that the, you know, things are sanitized and safe.
Yeah, certainly a lot of things have changed on our front, you know, over the last 4 months for sure. With your first question about where we're at with traffic, you know, our industry, the air travel industry, has been particularly hard hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Back in April, we certainly hit the low point. The nationwide overall traffic population was down to just 5% of 2019 levels, so down 95%, which is quite shocking. That was the nationwide average, and that bore out at DRO as well. Our number was almost exactly spot on with that. Since the low point in April, we have seen incremental gains. In May, we were up to about 14% of 2019 traffic. In June, that inched up to about a quarter of 2019 traffic. And still waiting on the final July numbers, but it looks like they're going to come in probably about 35-ish percent of 2019, which is obviously a far cry from where we've been historically. But we are continuing to see that sort of slow incremental recovery overall of air traffic. One interesting thing to note is that even though, you know, 35% sounds obviously very low for the month of July, when you compare that with the U.S. average, we're actually about 10 to 12 percentage points above the U.S. average. That's pretty consistent with what we're hearing from most Colorado airports as well as the greater Mountain West. What we're seeing in air traffic is the Mountain West and South seem to be leading the recovery, and the coasts and Midwest are lagging at this point. So we're starting to get there.
Yeah. So with that, is that majority outbound or is it inbound?
Well, we've done a little bit of light serving so far to try to understand that demographic and see how much it's changed. We have some more comprehensive surveying coming up, but based on our early conclusions, it looks like we're still relatively split. Traditionally, we're about 55% local traffic, 45% visitation of some sort. And that number, based on our early surveying, is actually relatively close. So we're still seeing a roughly 50-50 split in terms of inbound and outbound utilization at the airport.
Nice. And then how many flights a day are you having outbound? So I know we can still go to, you know, Denver, Phoenix, and Dallas, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. All three hubs have been available throughout the pandemic. Our daily frequencies are down, as every airport in the country is seeing, but we are starting to see some incremental build back. Currently, today, you can fly to Denver on United Airlines 3 times daily. That's down from what used to historically be 6 to 8 times daily, so certainly decreased frequencies, but United's flying 3 a day right now. American's been a little more aggressive in adding capacity back. They're currently running 3 flights a day to Dallas-Fort Worth and 1 to Phoenix Sky Harbor. Looking forward a little bit, the September schedules are just starting to firm up on the airline side, and it does look like American is likely to add at least 1 additional daily Dallas frequency and bring Phoenix back up to 2 daily as well. So our flights are increasing on a monthly basis, particularly on American. Corporate-wide, nationwide, they've been the more aggressive carrier in terms of adding back capacity.
And load factors, are those planes running, you know, 70, 80? What percentage are they running at? 50%?
Not that high these days. Traditionally, load factors used to be, 70 to 80 plus percent pre-pandemic. Back in April and May, those figures were less than 25%. Planes were flying with, shockingly few people on board. In June, that number for us jumped up to almost 60%. As we saw the demand come back and the kind of suppressed capacity, that load factor pop back up. Don't have the final July numbers. I expect they'll be probably in the 60 to 65% range on that front. Both the carriers serving Durango, both American and United, are not restricting the sale of middle seats as a few other carriers are. So they are selling all available seats. However, they're making notifications to passengers if any flight is above a 70% load factor to give them a voluntary option to take a different flight. So through a couple of measures, most of the carriers, including ours, are trying to kind of suppress or keep their load factors to the 70% or lower number, and they'll probably sit in that range or slightly lower for some time until there's greater degree of comfort with the current, you know, health conditions.
Yeah. So walk me through, and somebody obviously with the mask ordinance, you know, you arrive at the airport, get your mask on.
Correct.
Wear the mask. And then obviously, and someone had mentioned to me, oh yeah, I left my mask on from the moment I stepped out of the car until the moment I got to my destination and got in the rental car.
Yeah, yep, that's going to be the case for people traveling out of essentially any airport at this point. Every major U.S. carrier currently has a face covering mandate in place for all the traveling public, from check-in through screening through boarding, onboard, and deplaning as well. Most airports, including Durango, also have a similar face covering mandate. We're consistent with both the city of Durango and the state of Colorado's current mandate for face coverings in all indoor public spaces. So the expectation is that all passengers and staff at our airport will be wearing face coverings. And so that's certainly a consistent experience overall. When someone walks into our airport, it looks mostly the same for the most part. However, much like what you're seeing at other establishments people frequent, we have sneeze guards up at all public counters, including airline, rental car, deli, gift shop, TSA, you name it, across the board. All staff are, as we mentioned, wearing face coverings, and as well as, you know, surgical grade gloves for any kind of touch type surfaces. The overall cleaning at the airport has been significantly increased to be consistent with CDC cleaning standards for commercial facilities. We have a full-time in-house custodial staff, so we continue to task them with those endeavors, and it's been, you know, a tweak in our procedures to ensure that we're addressing high-touch surfaces and really keeping a focus on the, you know, current public health guidelines for cleaning, but we've been able to manage that from an in-house perspective on our front. Social distancing, like most places, is the name of the game these days, and so we continue to encourage people to do that with floor markings and spacing throughout the terminal so that people can continue to manage that physical space from the airline check-in through the TSA screening process and ultimately onto boarding. So between the combined efforts of the airport, our tenants, and the airlines, we really endeavored system-wide, not just at Durango, but to make the air travel experience as consistent as possible and as safe and friendly as possible overall. And thankfully, what we really have not seen nationwide or at Durango is any kind of significant major outbreak related or directly attributable to air travel. So, you know, the decision to fly right now is obviously a very personal one, and folks will need to make that based on their current level of comfort, public health guidance, and you know, their own observations, no doubt. But the good news is our industry has been able to, through these measures so far, maintain a relatively safe environment, and that's a really good thing to be able to say.
Well, and I had somebody that just recently traveled made a comment to me. I felt it was cleaner traveling right now than it's ever been, just because, you know, the airline wiping things down and all the, you know, the measures that you guys are taking and through the self-certification process and just everything that the airport's doing. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. You guys have been busy too with, you know, construction and all of those things going on top of all of this.
We have, yeah. We're still running an airport on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, other things to do, obviously. You know, traffic is down. But we were able to take advantage of some of the opportunity a little bit back in April and May when things were historically slow for us. So we took advantage of the opportunity to get in and actually fully renovate all of our public restrooms in the terminal. So not only are they clean more frequently and more sanitary, but they're much more friendly, accommodating, light and bright, and a great environment for the traveling public and the front door of our community. So we're excited about that and what that means for our passengers overall. We also just started today breaking ground on a fairly significant reconstruction of our commercial apron. It's a $3 million pavement project here at the airport where we're going to be tearing up in phases our commercial apron where aircraft park in order to fix some deteriorating pavement. So we were excited to be able to award that contract recently to Four Corners Materials, which is a regional group, and be putting people to work here in the Durango area area with help of some FAA federal grant funding for airport improvements. So that's something that we're excited to be able to do on our front as well.
Yeah. Well, then on top of that, you guys have also, well, not you per se, but all the fires around here, you've been seeing a lot of extra traffic coming in and out for the forest fighting operations, which we're very fortunate to have those right here.
Yeah, absolutely. In the month of June in particular, as you know, we in reference there, we had several fairly significant wildfires in the region. And once again, you know, we learn this almost every year, but having the U.S. Forest Service air tanker base based here at Durango is, you know, just an invaluable asset for not just Durango, but the entire region to have that close proximity air resources to be able to do quick retardant runs on local fires, get on top of things. And, you know, we saw that obviously front and center in the 416 fire 2 years ago. But once again, this year, you saw fires that were able to be contained before they caused significant damage to property or you know, public health. And that's a really, you know, in large part attributable to the efforts from the Forest Service out of the base here. So we're really happy to host that group and help facilitate their efforts here at the airfield.
Yeah. Now, if somebody is looking to travel, you guys also have your airfare club, or I don't know if they got that right, but I just looked the other day. I got something. In fact, there was one that popped up, and my stepson and his wife are in the Coast Guard in Mobile, Alabama, and you had an incredible airfare. We almost did it. We're like, oh, should we pull the trigger? But talk to me about that and how people can also look and say, hey, I'm going to take that vacation finally. I'm going to go.
Yeah, exactly. You got it right. It's the Durango Airport Airfare Club. It's a free service we offer. It's just an email subscription type service. You can go to our website at flydurango.com and navigate to the Airfare Club page to sign up. It's very simple. You just get one email a week with very strategic airfare deals that you know our staff have noticed and want to help publicize to potential users of the airport. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, we are certainly not pressuring people to fly if they're not comfortable right now, but there are some significant airfare deals available right now as the airlines continue to try to press additional revenue into their you know, businesses by incentivizing travel. So we're seeing fare reductions right now that we really haven't seen in many years. So there are some strategic opportunities for visiting family, friends, or going on that trip should someone be comfortable with that type of effort. So yeah, if you want to sign up for the Airfare Club, you can get your exciting email once a week. And even if you don't book the vacation, you can always start daydreaming about what the future vacation might look like when you're comfortable doing that and when conditions allow.
Well, you know, we also, I've told my wife, if one pops up for, you know, name the community, name the city, name wherever, I mean, it's like, ooh, yeah, that, and they're, you know, incredible savings. So definitely want to take advantage of that. We've got about a minute left. What have I forgot to check in with you? By the way, nice mountain scene behind you on the Zoom call.
Thank you. You know, I got my virtual backgrounds dialed in now. I figure that's a little better than the blank wall.
So yeah, I've got the horses chasing bear behind me. But yeah, so Tony, what are some of the other things that you'd like the public to know?
Yeah, I just think it's important for people when they are prepared to travel, whenever that might be, is you really want to be thoughtful about investigating the local requirements for not just your departure airport, but also your destination. There are a little bit of variation in, you know, local regulations depending on where you might be flying. Some states do currently have quarantine rules in place for inbound visitors from out-of-state travel. There's not such a quarantine in place currently in the state of Colorado for those flying here, but if you are a local resident and you're flying out to certain states, there's a possibility you might need to potentially quarantine when you arrive. So it's really important that people do that full research to understand what the restrictions are in their origin and destination markets so that there's no surprises along the way. The actual, you know, travel procedure in terms of face coverings and cleaning and things is relatively consistent nationwide. There shouldn't really be a lot of surprises depending, no matter what airline or airport you're in. But those local regulations really do matter, and it's just important for people not to be surprised and understand what to expect out there right now.
And how long arrive an hour, at least an hour ahead of your flight time with all the...
Yeah, we recommend 90 minutes. One of the beauties of DRO is we're a smaller, easily manageable facility. So to be quite honest, you can get away with about an hour, particularly if you're not checking a bag. On that front, we don't recommend less than an hour. You can get yourself a little tight. Things are more spaced out these days, a little more incremental on the check-in process. So don't cut it too tight. But you can probably safely arrive about 60 minutes before your flight, get checked in, and still get out of here without issue.
And I always tell people too, use the app and check in prior to arrival. I had somebody one time that didn't do that, and they came walking right back out and said, gate closed before I didn't even think of that. So anyway, well, Tony, thank you for everything you guys are doing and keeping the airport up and running and your staff, and shout outs even to the TSA agents, but truly appreciate you taking the time to do the interview.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, we're happy to have people out at the airport whenever they're ready, and people can just know that our staff, the TSA, airlines, et cetera, are really doing all they can to try to make the experience safe and comfortable for the flying public.
Yeah. Well, we got to send it back to the studios. Again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.